morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. My name is.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
James Shen coming up in this morning's bulletin. Another round of price war among top oil marketing companies expected this week as Star Oil and Guar reduced palm prices again over the weekend. Also, commercial banks challenge claims of not doing enough to reduce interest rates despite improved economic environment. Still in this bulletin, MTN said to pay more than 6 billion cedis in final dividend payout to shareholders over last year's record profit. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Joy Business Report. Let's settle for the details now. Consumers of petroleum products are set for another round of price war between the two leading oil companies, Star Oil and Guar, this week. This is what Joy Business has picked up from industry persons. There is more in this report.
The projection is based on the fact that there is still some room for further reduction by the two oil marketing companies after they reduce some prices on the various petroleum products at the pumps. This is because the fresh price review is still higher than the price floor set by the National Petroleum Authority. Star Oil took the lead over the weekend by reducing a litre of petrol to 12 Ghana cedis, 25 pesos. Now, at that time, it was slightly lower than the price quote of Guar, but went up on diesel to 15 Ghana cedis, 79 pesos per litre. Guar also responded on that weekend by cutting a litre of petrol by a peso to 12 Ghana cedis, 24 pesos, and diesel was pegged at 15 Ghana cedis, 69 pesos. This is actually the fourth time since last Friday that the two oil marketing companies have moved to reduce prices at the pumps. So don't be shocked to see any of these oil marketing companies moving again this week to reduce prices of the various petroleum products at the pumps.
And that was a business desk report. Now to the banking space. Commercial banks are challenging claims of not doing enough to reduce their interest rates in line with improved economic indicators. It follows concerns by the Ghana Union of Traders Association that the much talked about single-digit interest rate has eluded and has not been realized because banks have not been responsive to policy rate cut. But chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks, John Ewa, disagrees, saying the rates are coming down.
I would say this question, I believe, better be put to the general public, because I have seen many offer letters since the last Ghana reference rate was announced, and sometimes the rates that I'm seeing, ask myself, where are we going? Rates have significantly declined, and that I would leave it to the customers to tell that story.
John Ewa is the chief executive of the Ghana Association of Banks. Meanwhile, the association has revealed the Ghana reference rate is likely to be reduced further next month due to the recent policy rate cut. The Ghana reference rate currently stands at 11.47%. Now, government is challenging claims that the current economic stability is due to deliberate measures by managers to drastically contain spending. There have been reports of some projects stalling and several service providers not being paid due to government attempt to contain budget deficits. But Deputy Minister of Finance Thomas Enyakwampim disagrees.
Growth has surpassed 2024 for growth numbers up to the third quarter. The indication is that fourth quarter will even be better. So if we were not spending, where would the growth come from? We are spending, and we are spending at the right places. What we are doing is that we are cutting a lot of waste. It is never true that we are not spending. We are releasing promptly to get fund, to health insurance, to DACF, in multiple folds more than what was happening in previous years. We are making releases to road, the road sector, agri, everywhere. So we are spending. What is not happening is a wasteful expenditure that was with us.
Former Siyan Kwampim is the Deputy Finance Minister. Now, economist Professor Godfred Bokpin is cautioning that the design of Ghana's economy cannot hold low inflation for long. He argued that the current inflation of 3.3% is not supported by sustainable production and integrated growth pattern.
Low inflation is desirable in itself. But for a developing country like Ghana, very low inflation coupled with low yield is not good for us, and it cannot be sustained for long. So our expectation is that inflation will eat up gradually to about 6 or 8% in the medium term. That's our expectation, okay? Because a certain level of inflation is appropriate for a developing country. So very low inflation may be ideal for advanced countries like UK, US. They can target inflation of 2% or so. But for a developing country like Ghana, especially when the process of disinflation is not as a result of structural transformation in the economy and productivity transformation, okay, underpinned by huge infrastructure development and networking, then you know that that low inflation doesn't have a future.
And that was economist Professor Godfred Bokpin there speaking. Now, telecoms giant MTN is set to pay more than 6 billion cedis as final dividend payout to shareholders next month. This has is as a result of some record profit posted last year on its operations. Now, we'll get to that particular voice in our subsequent bulletin. I think we have the voice now.
This proposed payment will happen after shareholders of MTN approved a final dividend payment of 40 pesos per share at their annual general meeting later in Accra. This 40 pesos per share will cover 13.2 billion issued shares by MTN. However, the 6.2 billion Ghana cedis will be done on April 10, 2026. This will happen after all the conditions that are supposed to be met by each shareholder are completed to aid this payment. This will be based on this policy of paying a significant portion of its profits to shareholders. MTN ended last year with a profit before tax of 11.3 billion Ghana cedis. This was also a year that saw some record growth in almost all its areas of operations for the telecoms giant.
And that was the news desk report. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Now, some farmer-based groups and businesses have taken on government over current challenge with tomatoes production in Ghana. They have also raised serious concerns about moves by government to engage authorities in Burkina Faso over export ban of tomatoes. But Chief Executive of the Chamber, Anthony Morrison, says government should rather turn its attention on how to boost local production.
We have looked at the competitiveness of the tomato industry in Ghana. We've looked at the fact that we expect some form of an emergency statement from the ministry and not a management to counter them. This is a blessing in disguise for Ghana's industry, and we have to take it head on with the approach that it needs. We do not agree with the ministry. We call for a strategic response from the ministry indicating immediate emergency intervention.
Also, Executive Chairman of the Food and Beverage Association, John Awuni, has argued that the Agric Ministry needed they cannot move to deal with the tomatoes problem.
Let me say that the Minister of Food and Agriculture has no justification to exist if Ghana cannot produce tomatoes within 60 to 90 days. It is a very well-known fact that tomatoes can be produced within 2 to 3 months, and for that matter, it can be about 3 times a year. As a matter of fact, tomatoes are a very short cycle crop. With irrigation and proper seed varieties, tomatoes begin harvesting within 60 to 90 days after planting. This means that if the ministry were proactive and resource-oriented, Ghana could immediately launch a national emergency tomato program and begin harvesting within 3 months. Ghana cannot solve tomato shortages quickly. It's simply an admission of policy failure, planning failure, and leadership failure.
John Awuni is the Executive Chairman of the Food and Beverage Association of Ghana. On Investor Eye today, make sure you keep all documents related to any investment you make to help police investigations anytime you become a victim of an investment fraud. Let's listen.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardy Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardy Alliance today.